Hey, this is Jason Fraley, and we're here with the one and only
Kevin Sampson, founder of the DC Black Film Festival. What's going on?
Hey, I always love catching up with you, Kevin. We go way back, just so our audiences know. And man, it's been awesome seeing. I remember when you started this festival, but it's been great seeing it grow. It's the DC BFF. It returns this Thursday through Sunday. Head over to dcbff.org to see the schedule. We'll get to that in a second. But first, Kevin, let's go into a little bit of the history of this thing. What year was it that you, like, what year are we in now?
We are at year five, Jason. So we started in 2017. It's been 5 years. Two of them have been virtual due to the pandemic. But you know what? Hey, they say, you know, if you can make it 5 years in a business, you have a genuine business, right? So I'm excited that we've made it to this landmark year.
A genuine business, not a genuine business. That's different. Awesome. Well, talk about, so is this one of the, is this like a hybrid this year? Are you doing in-person and virtual?
Yeah, so it's all 100% virtual again this year. All of our films, you can watch them via Eventive. As you said, if you go to dcbff.org, it'll direct you to the right place. We do have a lot of virtual events, and all of our virtual events, panel events, are free to the public, and we'll be doing it through Crowdcast. So you just have to RSVP for the event and then, you know, show up at the specific time.
Awesome. I want to get into a couple of those in 1 second, but before we move to that, just a little more on sort of the background and the context of the festival. You know, why, I mean, it's sort of a rhetorical question, but it'll give me a soundbite. Why is it important that we need to have the DC BFF, especially now? I mean, talk about it in terms of where you think, like, you know, race relations were in the country at the time you started this. And then, man, say no more. The last 5 years, we've needed even more.
Yeah, you know what's really cool about this festival, Jason, is that every year I learn something more about myself. And I think when you're able to see films that are by and or about people of African descent, like, it helps you to just understand more. And so one of the things about any film festival is that typically our artists are mirrors for who we are, right, in the world. And so specifically last year, you know, we had the killing of George Floyd. And so this year, a lot of the films in the festival are still addressing police brutality, or it's on the ground looking at some of the protests that took place, not just here in America, but even in Germany and around the world. And so I think a film festival like this is really important because, one, for, you know, people of African descent, we can see ourselves on the big screen. We can kind of understand a little bit more about, like, who we are and why we do some of the things that we do, or just have a good laugh. But this festival has never been meant to exclude anyone, right? Like, our only stipulation is that one or more of the above the line crew is of African descent. So we get films from, you know, white filmmakers, Asian filmmakers, you name it. And again, that inclusivity that, hey, yes, it might say DC Black Film Festival, and many of the films might be skewed towards telling the stories of people of African descent, but we can learn from one another. And I think that's important, whether it's a DC Black Film Festival or an Asian Pacific American Film Festival. Understanding the cultures and the people around us is really important. So I think that's really where this film festival stands in the gap for that.
Oh yeah. And thanks for clarifying that too. Because I think, man, I think you're ahead of the curve on, like, with that sort of a stipulation, because I mean, you've seen the Academy try to adopt similar things, like, years after you were doing it. So Kevin, yeah. leading the charge. But yes, it's not just, it's not an exclusatory thing. It's, I mean, even the idea of African descent itself is widely diverse. You have the whole diaspora.
Right.
So
right.
Come on out. You're going to see a range of films. You have to see, or actually you don't even have to come out. You can watch them from home. All right. So, cool. So, the rest here, I want to like kind of let's take it one at a time. I want to do sort of these awesome free virtual panels that you have, and then we can get to the movies in a second. But let's start with the panels. So, what you have some big heavy hitters coming in terms of some, you know, hometown heroes who made it big, or some, or even some Oscar winners from classic movies, and even some new Oscar winning movies that are coming in. So, tell me about some of the free panels.
Yeah, so we kick things off on Thursday at 7 p.m. and we're just having a conversation about mental health. And so, Jason, like, this is what I love about the film festival. When we can take film, the craft that we love, right, the entertainment that we love, but then we can couch a conversation around it, it's an amazing thing. So we have three certified psychologists. They have a podcast called Three Psychs and a Mic, and they are going to be hosting our opening night panel. And basically we've paired them with three different films that have different themes. So Heartland is a film that deals with grief and losing a loved one. It's a little sci-fi. It's definitely one that folks should check out. But then the psychologists are going to talk about, you know, grief and loss and like how we deal with that. There's another film, Mickey Hartaway by Marcellus Cox, that really kind of deals with domestic abuse and family trauma. And so it's really cool. I think this will be a really interesting conversation to watch a clip from the film and then talk about the issue. So that's going to be Thursday, our opening night panel conversation, conversation on mental health with Three Psychs and a Mic. From there, we go into Friday, same time, 7 p.m. You know, since the beginning, I've had this Making Black Lives Matter Through Film panel. And again, Making Black Lives Matter Through Film, using the craft of filmmaking to show why Black Lives Matter. And Jason, you and I, we obviously had our discussion last year about this. Of course, all lives matter. But what we
want, like shouting, I have a birthday too. Yeah, it's not your birthday.
right. Exactly. And it's just one of those things where I think as filmmakers, a lot of times we might not be the person that's on the front line, right? We might not be that type of an activist, but we can be an activist through our filmmaking. And so we'll have some of the filmmakers in the festival this year sit on that panel, and we'll have a conversation surrounding how we make Black Lives Matter through the craft of filmmaking, and they'll discuss their films as well.
Great. And then what panel on Saturday?
Yeah. So Saturday is going to be more of like the technical day, right? Like, so if you are an aspiring filmmaker and you want to just learn the craft of screenwriting, well, we got an awesome panel. We're going to go inside the writer's room with Jay Jameson. Jason and I, we all went to school together. Jay is actually a DC BFF alum, but we're still
from Virginia. He's from Virginia.
From Virginia. He definitely puts Virginia on the map everywhere he goes. But recently, as you know, he has started to write for the CW Superman and Lois. And so, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been watching, you know, this whole season. And, you know, the way that you take Superman, someone that basically is like can't be harmed, and make him human, right? Kind of quote unquote human as a character. How do you do that? How do you tell this story and make him fallible, make him, you know, this family man? So we get to talk directly with Jay Jameson about that. And I'm really excited about that, that conversation.
And just to be a fly on the wall in the writer's room, he'll be able to give some insights of what it's like to be in an actual Hollywood writer's room. Well, in a unique time too, you know, like a COVID time, how they've managed to pull together. Cause I know we interviewed Jay about it, and you know, it's sort of started virtually, and then I think they're like in the writer's room physically, right now. But yeah, it's going to be fascinating.
100%. And then after that, at 3 p.m., we're going to have a conversation with Black Bourbon Society. Now, I don't know. I think during COVID, we all kind of got our little COVID hobbies. I started to get into bourbon a little bit more and understanding, you know, notes and flavors. But the Black Bourbon Society was founded by Samara and Armand Davis. And they've been doing a lot of amazing things just in terms of pushing the spirits industry forward. But they also have an organization called Diversity Distilled. So much like with the DC Black Film Festival, they're also pushing diversity within spirits. And recently they had an episode on the Spirits Network for Barrel Select. And so they're going to be able to speak a little bit about their organization, Black Bourbon Society, but then also how did they pitch to the network to get this episode done? How is production becoming something that they incorporate within their business to grow Black Bourbon Society and Diversity Distilled? So that'll be a really fun conversation for anybody that's a fan of bourbon, but then also anybody that's like just really trying to use film, TV production in their own business to kind of help propel it. I think it'll be an important conversation.
So that's Saturday as well?
Yes, sir. Saturday at 3 p.m. And then at 5, we're going to be talking with the Emmy award-winning actress and writer, Vanessa Baden-Kelly. We'll see her work coming up here on HBO with The Sex Lives of College Girls. She also is on writer on Animal Kingdom. And so, again, it's just going to be a masterclass going inside the writer's room. What does that look like? And I know a bit of her backstory. She started out in the Ozarks, I'm sure as you know, that Netflix show. And
love it.
The story that she has to tell in terms of how she propelled herself forward from there is pretty cool. So definitely want to see that. And then we're going to
end a big one. We just had the Field of Dreams game, and the guy that recorded all those famous lines, who we got?
Russell Williams, two-time Academy Award winner, Emmy winner, Russell Williams, and Oscar-nominated Marlo Taylor. They will be discussing sound decisions, how to improve your sound. So this is just going to be like one of those masterclasses. Yes, I'm going to host and I'm going to kind of lead maybe with some questions, but I'm really just trying to be quiet and listen to the masters. Russell won for Glory and
Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves sound. And then Marlo was just, he was nominated for an Oscar for his work on Judas and the Black Messiah. He's also worked on Queen and Slim, Fear the Walking Dead. So these are masters in the craft of sound and recording sound. And so this is just an awesome, again, a free panel in which you can learn how to improve your sound on film set. So that's
why wouldn't
Saturday.
You turn in? It's free and it's your chance to listen and pick the brains of a two-time Oscar winner and then a recent Oscar nominee. It's awesome.
Exactly. So cool. So that's all Saturday. And then Sunday we have a women's empowerment panel. Our friend Janelle Henry, districtly speaking, she's going to be hosting that. And we're going to really be looking at women's empowerment in front of and behind the camera. So, it'll be an all female led panel. I think it's going to be a great discussion, one that's very much needed. And then at 3 p.m. on Sunday, Bridging the Gap, what film critics look for in your film. So, if you're a filmmaker and you're kind of wondering, like, what do film critics look for? How do I establish a relationship with film critics? You definitely want to come to that. And then we wrap out on Sunday with our award ceremony at 5. So, it's tons of different events throughout the weekend. And then you can watch some great films as well.
What critics are you going to have on the panel real quick?
We got Tim Gordon, our buddy Tim. He is the president of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. Koku Tona. She actually is a she does a variety, TMZ, other outlets. Douglas Davidson, he is a member of North Carolina Film Critics Association, Critics Choice Association as well. And then Kathia Woods, who is also a member of the Critics Choice Association. So we're getting all accredited critics here to hash it out.
Awesome. So that's the free panel. Sounds like there's great stuff all 4 days. Before we run, let's touch on a couple of the movies. I know there's a ton of different movies and in broken up into a bunch of different genres. Obviously, we don't have time to go into all of them. But are there a few that you'd like to highlight that maybe, you know, our listeners will definitely enjoy checking out?
Yeah, man. I mean, I would love to shout out every single one, just a few. There's a standalone feature, Subjects of Desire, and it really explores the cultural shift in North American beauty standards towards embracing Black female aesthetics. It's done on the backbone of a Miss Black America pageant. But the way that it goes into the history of, you know, just beauty, Black women and beauty, what is a beauty standard? And we hear from these women that are in a beauty pageant. It's an amazing documentary, definitely one that'll challenge the mind. If you're looking for a DC story, we have in the history you should know block Odessa's Reign. Definitely should check this out because she was the crown queen of Underworld, a Black female gangster who ran the most lucrative gambling ring in DC in the 1950s and managed to keep DC police in her back pocket. You definitely want to hear about this story. That's Odessa's Reign. It's a short documentary. If you're in the mood for a laugh, Writer's Block is definitely a good film to check out. Jason, every filmmaker has heard the phrase, write what you know, right? We know that, right? So what happens when somebody takes it too far? So a filmmaker that's suffering from writer's block on his murder mystery feature film takes Write What You Know too literally. This is from Daniel Hamby. It's a dark comedy. It's pretty funny, something that you should definitely check out. But, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy are some of the films that kind of really focus around family. And so there's one film, it's a short film called Family Recipe, and it shows a girl who is baking with her grandfather, and she starts to learn the similarities between the ingredients and what they're cooking and people within the family. And so it's a really nice thing to check out. And then there's another short film called Black Excellence, which is directed by Javicia Leslie, who is actually the star of the CW's Batwoman. So it's really cool to see that she, not only is she starring in such a big show, but she's also a director. And this film, 100%, you watch it yourself. I think it is an excellent call back to the family unit sitting around a table, and the way that it is done is just well done. So there's tons of great films this year. I could list a whole bunch more, but I'm sure you don't have enough time to listen to all that. Just check it out, dcbff.org.
I got all the time in the day to listen to it, but it's the station that might not.
Right.
Awesome, man. Well, yeah, I mean, that right there, that's just a really cool sampling of some of the highlights, but there's tons of good stuff. If you go on dcbff.org and check out the whole schedule, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Kevin, thanks so much for doing this. It's always great catching up.
Me too, man. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate the platform and opportunity.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Again, DC Black Film Festival this Thursday through Sunday. Thanks, man.
Thank you.